This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Yesterday I had a chance to talk about winter canola with WSU's oilseed specialist Karen Sowers, who recently visited a canola field south of Ritzville. I asked Karen how the crop looks coming out of winter.
We're digging up some plants. The roots look healthy. That's one thing to be able to do as a grower when you're questioning, is this stuff alive? Should have some new growth coming from the crown. But also, if you dig up any of the plants and cut through that root, if it's nice and white, pretty good indication it's healthy and growing.
Comparing this winter to last winter, Karen said,
survival is pretty good, whether it was snow cover that helped that or just, again, no crazy cold temperatures. Each year, the varieties that are coming out, that's a top priority in all breeding programs, is improved winter survival.
Over this next month, growers will be watching for cold temperatures.
I'd say, you know, in the 20s for a sustained period of time, when, you know, the low is 27 and it's at that low for 30 minutes, that's a totally different ballgame than if it's 25 for 6 or 8 hours.
Extreme heat can also be a problem for canola, especially at bloom.
Last year we had a variety trial north of Walla Walla, Washington, and there were 200 or 300 degree days. And as the flowers that are open that day will probably not make a pod.
My thanks to WSU's Karen Sowers for joining me today. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.